Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to the Buckeye Advisor with your host, Woody Bowling. Woody is a fiduciary licensed financial advisor and Medicare expert who always places your needs first. Woody works hard each day to educate Americans like you on how to reach the financial freedom they've worked so hard for, and he can help you too. So now let's start the show. Here's Woody Bowling.
Good morning and happy Saturday to everyone, all of the listeners of the Buckeye Advisor. You would be listening to me, and that is Woody Bowling. And yes, I am the Buckeye Advisor. I hope all of you are anxiously awaiting a wonderful show full of educational material for a great, successful retirement. Before we go too far into today's show, I want to welcome our co-host and producer, Mr. Matt McClure, who is live from his home in Atlanta. Matt, how are you, sir?
I am doing very well, Woody. I hope you are too.
Doing well. It's been a busy week, coming off a Super Bowl win for the Chiefs, those darn Kansas City Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes is everywhere. You have to see his face on all those darn commercials. The Bengals got knocked out. At least we held them to way less points than the supposedly prolific Philadelphia Eagles defense did, right?
Yeah, exactly. This was one of those games, too. It was a tale of two halves, you know, and it was almost like, reminded me a little bit, not quite as drastic of a comeback in the second half, but reminded me a little bit of that game a few years ago when the Falcons had, of course, you know, being in Atlanta, I remember this one very well. The Falcons had this huge lead going into the half and then end up losing because they just, I don't know, fell apart in the second half of the game. So it's like, it was a little bit of that going on. But yeah, I mean, talk about a good game. It was nothing like that national championship college football game, which was just a blowout for Georgia. This was a good game.
Yeah. And, you know, I remember that Falcons loss, and I remember being one of the millions of people that love to hate the New England Patriots. And I, along with all those people, were hoping the Falcons would hold on and win that game, but they didn't. But anyways, let's not dwell on sports too much, although it is an interesting topic I love to talk about. So we have good information for folks about retirement information. That's why we're here every week. We started this podcast 34. This is our 34th episode, the 33 down and counting. We're getting very good feedback from folks that hear our information. They are grateful that we're a resource, and that's the only reason we're here. And, you know, this week, Matt, I can't help but let's start off with a little bit of market information. Inflation numbers came in very, very slightly lower than the month before's. It went from 6.5% for the month of December year over year, dropped to 6.4% year over year. So January of 22 versus January of 23 plus 6.4%. We're going to talk about a couple of other things along the show today based on our outline we've been talking about that are going to be demonstrably way higher than 6.4%. And it's really hit Americans and Ohioans and all those listeners out there today that are listening. I'm sure every one of them, no matter their situation, can relate to the inflation ugliness that's been going on now for quite a while. So the market's stock market's reaction naturally was muted, a little up, a little down, a little hang in there. So Matt, there's been a lot of crazy things from now openly talking about the potential of UFOs to China spy balloons. That's one thing I miss about Trump was the way he said China, which always made me laugh because he did the emphasis. And now we have train derailments. You know, we had a train derailment in Northeast Ohio, in East Palestine, very, very toxic fumes that they intentionally decided to burn off. The long-term health issues and concerns of those people in that area are definitely something that I'm having on my mind. And another one in South Carolina, another one at Texas. So three train derailments within a short amount of time. I mean, you know, it's a crazy time, but hopefully the Buckeye Advisor, we can bring some saneness to our listeners. Whatever they're doing today, we appreciate them tuning in, or even if they're just listening to the podcast at their leisure and they're not listening live on the radio today on Dayton 94.5 FM, The Answer, which we love our station as well.
Yeah, we want to be the calm in the storm here. And so that's what we're going to try and do, and give you some reassurance when it comes to all the craziness that's been happening in the financial markets and all that. And when it comes to planning for your future and planning for your retirement specifically, we're going to get to a lot of stuff over this next hour, Woody, and you know, chock full of great info for the listeners. As always, as the Smart Retirement Plan series continues, today we're going to talk about smart lifestyle, smart legacy, and smart adjustments. Also got some information on how to beat the bank CDs, because those rates might not be the best that you can get growth-wise. So we've got that coming up as well. So a lot to get to.
And now for some financial wisdom. It's time for the Quote of the Week.
And this time around, our quote of the week, those words of wisdom, come from Dave Ramsey, who said, "Financial peace isn't the acquisition of stuff. It's learning to live on less than you make, so you can give money back and have money to invest. You can't win until you do this." And as so often we hear from Dave Ramsey in his sort of, you know, folksy way, just some basic knowledge there that really does get to kind of the fundamentals of it. Live on less than you make, and then you have that money to pay your future self and to give back to the community. I think that's great.
Yeah, overall, it's a good idea. And, you know, I agree with you. Ramsey is a straight shooter. What I'll tell you in the interactions that I've had with people that listen to Dave Ramsey, a lot of them believe it's his way or the highway. I will say he does have some great advice about getting out of debt, tackle higher interest rate debt first, like high interest rate credit cards, then move to tackle the lower balances first, then move on to the higher balances. And then, you know, but basically, again, we've talked about a little bit before, it's difficult for most Americans to pay cash for their home. And it's going to take many, many, many multiple years, decades probably of saving to do that. So there's a couple of areas where I disagree with him. And then also as far as investments, he is very solidly landing on always being in mutual funds. And I disagree with him based upon age. And Susie Orman is in that same boat with him, although Susie did come back and admit that a fixed indexed annuity for people in the right risk profile and the right age groups makes sense. And, you know, we talk about that as an option for some of our clients, most of them. But anyways, Dave Ramsey's a sharp guy and he's good at what he does. And he's built a gazillion dollar home thanks to all those hardworking Americans that listen to his programs and buy his books.
Yeah. Well, there you go. He's not suffering, but, yeah, you know, it all has to do. And this is one thing that I really appreciate about you and the way that you go about things, as a fiduciary, a financial advisor. It all has to do with suitability, what is right for the individual client, because no two people have the same retirement plan. No two people have the same financial profile and risk tolerance and all of those things that go into the decision making of what advice you're going to give to people, because it really is a customized thing.
It is. And I'm proud of that, Matt, being a fiduciary. I worked hard to obtain that license and I sleep well each night knowing that I deal with people honestly and openly. And I deal with them the same way. And it's all about understanding their situation. And I can tell you there's a lot of people out there. I'm sure there's some people listening today that they're nervous. They're nervous for various reasons. They're nervous. They're concerned. Am I going to have enough money in retirement? If I only get to this number, how much income can I generate from that? Because what if Social Security drops in the future in 2033 or 2034? What if they reduce Social Security income benefits? They all say they're not going to do it, but who's going to have the guts to really put it together and protect Social Security and Medicare like they should? So there's people that are nervous, they're concerned, they want to know they can retire eventually. And then if they work after a certain age, they're doing it because it's something they enjoy. And again, back to Ramsey's comment about being able to give back. Maybe they can go back and they can work in charitable organizations or for local organizations in the community, and they can give back without having to be paid at all, or maybe just a little bit. Or maybe I've got a couple of clients that started their own business. It's never going to be a multi-million dollar business, but they started their own business. It's something that they enjoy and it's right in their wheelhouse. They've been doing it pre-retirement, and now it becomes more of a full-time passion than job. And, you know, that's the fun part about what we do. And when we try to get people on the right track and then keep them there, that's what you need out of an advisor, somebody who can look at your entire situation from Medicare, if you're of that age, from health insurance, if you're not of Medicare, if people have changed jobs. We've got health insurance alternatives to COBRA that are way less expensive. We do life insurance considerations to help create tax-free income in retirement. And then also we talk about, I've got software that we can run to determine if converting a traditional IRA or 401k into a Roth in 2023 makes sense. It gives me the exact break points before you move up into the next tax bracket, whether it's 22%, whether it's 24%. So, you know, we want to make informed decisions. And I think that's what it's all about. And being a financial quarterback for folks, I want to be the Patrick Mahomes of our clients' retirements, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, especially now, you know, and your star is on the rise here too, Woody, I know. And really what it comes down to here on the show is all about education and letting the listeners know exactly what's out there, because I know that you really want people to be able to live a lifestyle in retirement that they enjoy. Like you said, I mean, doing something like if you work in retirement, you want it to be because you want to, not because you have to. And you also want to make sure that people have enough money that is going to outlive them, not the other way around, right?
Yeah, no doubt. And you know, the legacy that people leave behind can affect a generation or two or three. And if you plan it properly, you know, and again, different strategies are right or, you know, right for different people and depending on how much they have to work with. So, you know, when you're looking at a multi-generational or intergenerational impact upon their family, it's a big thing. And, you know, I don't take that lightly when I work with folks. And, you know, we want everyone to be part of the decision-making process. And we want people to do what's right for them. And, you know, all they've got to do is call me, 937-974-6201. Or they can just reach us at the website, thebuckeyeadvisor.com, and advisors with an O-R. So I know there's people that have been listening. They're going to reach out in time. Some of them are going to reach out maybe in a week or two as they get closer to making decisions. There are people managing their own investments that, you know, it's been a constant struggle for the last couple, 3 years, and maybe retirement's in the near future and they need some assistance. They want to travel some. They don't want to deal with looking at the market every day while they're on vacation or traveling with their, you know, to visit children, grandchildren. So that's what I'm here for. So, you know, people can reach out. There's no obligation in our first meeting. We're just going to get together and talk about the overall situation, and then we're going to go from there.
Yeah, that's right. And absolutely, as you said, no obligation there. So it's not like you're, you know, signing your life away by any means, especially in that first meeting. It's just a kind of a getting to know you sort of a thing and seeing if you want to move forward. And then if you do, great. If you don't, that's just fine too. So I was just going to say, I mentioned lifestyle a second ago, teeing up here our Smart Retirement Plan series as we continue it on this episode, Woody, and that is the smart lifestyle portion of the Smart Retirement Plan. Let's get into this here because, you know, really the goal is for people to do that, live that retirement that they've worked so hard for. The very first thing that we talked about in the Smart Retirement Plan series was a smart vision, right? And having that vision. And this smart lifestyle really is going to be the culmination of that smart vision, that vision come to life.
It is. And, you know, everybody has a different version of a happy retirement. Some people think, hey, you know, I just want to have the house paid off. I'm not going to travel much, maybe an occasional trip here or there. they're going to keep their car for 10, 15 years because they're not going to drive that much. They're just going to have regular maintenance. Some people, you know, are going, you know, they may want to lease a new car every 3 or 4 years because they can stay well within the mileage limitations of leasing a vehicle. They don't want to worry about maintenance down the road. They can get, you know, a newer car every so often. And then, you know, so all those things come into play. So, you know, the happy, and people need to keep in mind also that usually younger, quote unquote, retirees in their 60s, late 50s, 60s, and 70s, those folks usually travel more. They have a tendency to eat out more. They're more active in that first few years in retirement. And so people need to remember that. Hey, our outgoes, our outflows, or perhaps our withdrawals from those retirement funds that we've worked hard to put away, those outflows may be more in the first few years of retirement. So you got to plan for that. What if the market, and I can show people graphs and charts that if your first couple of years in retirement, the stock market is really not doing well and you have a couple of negative years. So if you retired last year in 22 and the market was down 20, 25, 30%, your investments, and you were pulling money out, and it happens again this year, which inflation's not going away, folks. That is here to stay for a while. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I don't want our listeners to shoot the messenger. I'm just telling you that's factually speaking. We're not out of the woods on inflation, and we won't be likely till, I don't know. It's going to be, could be a year, could be two. So we're going to live with these higher interest rates, but historically, they're still in a reasonable range, long-term mortgage rates, that is. So the happiest people, really, they live within their means. They have income sources they can count on. We help our listeners and referrals and all those folks. We help them come up with solutions that can provide just that in retirement so that peace of mind can be there. You know, that's really what it's all about.
And that's so, so helpful. You know, it's not just about having a specific amount of money or one big nest egg or any of that stuff. That peace of mind is a huge part of retirement planning as well. And I think that is, you know, having that as a focus is something that is great. And another part of this smart retirement plan, Woody, is realizing as well that it's not something that is necessarily set in stone, right? Because conditions, market conditions change. Your life situations can change. So being able to make those smart adjustments along the way is really something that's key as well.
It is. And yeah, it's a great point. And what people sometimes fail to realize, and it happens every day, unfortunately, in America, people retire and a year or 2 or 3 years later, it's a couple. They initially planned for both to be around 15, 20 years. And unfortunately, one of them passes away. A significant other, spouse, doesn't matter. It's a joint situation where two people are involved in the planning process. So it can be a dramatic impact because if you lose one source of income, and if it's a wife, she loses her husband, she may move up Social Security-wise with his monthly benefit, which is great, and I'm happy the government does that for them, but it can also make a dramatic impact on the overall planning because she may need to increase her monthly distributions or annual distributions, and we're talking this is before the RMDs are required now at age 73 starting this year, but for people that have already been getting RMDs, you know, if they've only been getting those and they didn't need them technically, we definitely have some ideas how they can increase generational wealth by using that money if they're not using it for anything in particular. But it's a big deal when these things change. And so that's why we stay up. You know, we're going to talk every 6 months, every year, every quarter, you know, whatever people are wanting to do, because it can be a phone call, it can be a Zoom meeting, it can be in person, it can be all the above. So we're flexible in how we communicate, but the one thing is I do communicate with clients and we want to make sure that a plan is progressing the way it should. You know, and on the other hand, when the market, when your investments with me on the investment management side that I do, if we have a very, very stellar year, which happens it happens often, and it exceeds more than we thought we were going to get, That's a positive change, right? So we want to look at positive change. There's not always just negative things going on to affect the plan. There's also some positive things that can also maybe ease the withdrawals and you don't have to take as much in retirement.
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, it's we so often focus on the unknowns in life as being negative things because, you know, people tend to be scared of the unknowns, but the unknowns could be good things as well. And that's the thing. There are always positive developments out there because there are, you know, there are certain investments that have a negative correlation with others. And so it's like when something goes up, something else is going to go down. When that other thing goes down, the other thing is going to go up. And so knowing where those positive developments are and knowing where to put those resources so that they will grow when the situation in the economy changes, that's, you know, one of the really big advantages of having somebody who is a fiduciary financial advisor like yourself on your side.
Yeah. Diversification is big, and diversification really for me and my clients means more than just choosing 10 different mutual funds, which that's what a traditional stockbroker does. They put their clients' money in nothing but the stock market. They're going to spread it out over 10, 12, 15 mutual funds, and that's what they call diversification. It really involves a lot more. It can involve tax planning. It can involve the different things that people need to know. So diversification is good, but we do it differently. And I think that's what sets me apart from a lot of folks out there that, you know, are just basically they're a traditional stockbroker, if you will.
Yeah, that's right. And folks, if that sounds good to you, like something that you are interested in and that kind of advice, that kind of planning, explore it. Go to thebuckeyeadvisor.com. That is thebuckeyeadvisor.com. Or you can call Woody at 937-974-6201. 937-974-6201. Just a little bit of time here, Woody, before we go to the break. And I wanted to share something that is pretty exciting that we have for the listeners. It's called 23 Retirement Cost Cutters for 2023. So 23 for 23. I actually put together a little piece sort of previewing what this is all about. We'll play that for just a couple of minutes and then talk about it briefly on the other side before we go to our first real break of the show. So this is a look at those retirement cost cutters.
With soaring inflation continuing to wreak havoc on everyday budgets, there's never been a more important time to cut costs. But do you know where to begin? I'm Matt McClure with the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife. There's no question, costs have been soaring.
About one-third, 34%, say they are worse off financially this year than a year ago. Almost half, 46%, say they've had to cut household spending due to inflation.
CNBC correspondent Sharon Epperson recently reported on a survey that sheds more light on how inflation has been impacting us all, even those who earn six figures a year.
These high earners say the first expenses to go are dining out at restaurants, entertainment outside the home, and travel and vacations. More than half also say they'll delay big household purchases.
That high inflation has led the Federal Reserve to respond with interest rate hikes. The goal is to increase costs to tamp down demand. Esther George is president of the Kansas City Fed.
Already, we've seen the committee's policy actions lead to a very sharp tightening of financial conditions.
But it hasn't done enough yet, and costs still keep rising. So, what should you do? Well, we have a free resource called 23 Retirement Cost Cutters for 2023. It's full of ideas to help you make the most of every penny. Things like take advantage of senior discounts, eliminate unnecessary subscriptions, and cut back on clothing expenses.
Look at your needs and wants, figure out what's optional and what you can cut out.
The last one on the list of 23 Retirement Cost Cutters for 2023 is perhaps the most important. Seek advice from a trusted financial professional. That's the best way to get in-depth financial advice and retirement planning that's customized to you and your goals. Just make sure whoever you consult for financial advice has years of experience and credibility you can verify. So, do you know the best way to cut costs in 2023? That's a key question to consider as our budgets get stretched to the max. With the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife, I'm Matt McClure.
And of course, to get a free copy of those 23 retirement cost cutters for 2023, go to thebuckeyeadvisor.com. That's thebuckeyeadvisor with an OR.com. Or you can call Woody at 937-974-6201. And Woody, that I think it's a great thing for folks because, as we've been talking about, I mean, inflation is going to be with us for a while now. We see it, how stubborn it's been, even with the Fed's actions, like I talked about a little bit during that piece there. It's definitely something that people are concerned about. So cutting costs, I think, a very, very important thing to do right now.
Yeah, it is. It's just another way that we're trying to bring value to our listeners. And that's what it's all about. Education, value, and knowledge. Those things we feel are important for our clients and our listeners. You know, and it's just another example of the hard work that we're doing behind the scenes to come up with those things.
Yeah. Well, much more to come in the show today. Woody will have an inflation demonstration after the break. Also, we'll continue our Smart Retirement Plan series by talking about Smart Legacy. We'll have our Beating the Bank CDs segment, but also we'll have the Dad Joke of the Week. That, of course, can't leave that out. It's all coming up right after this break. Stick around. More of the Buckeye Advisor next.
Remember, all of Woody's listeners receive a free financial consultation just for listening to the show. Visit thebuckeyeadvisor.com to learn more and schedule an appointment. Thanks for listening to The Buckeye Advisor and subscribing wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back. This is The Buckeye Advisor. I am Matt McClure. I am not The Buckeye Advisor. That would be Woody Bowling. He is right here with me on the show, as he always is, because, you know, it's called The Buckeye Advisor, and it's not just a clever name. It's named after him, himself. We'll have much, much more coming up here on the show. A lot of great topics to continue to cover. If you want to learn more, go to thebuckeyeadvisor.com or give Woody a call at 937-974-6201.
Oh, sure, you can handle ghost peppers. You choose scorpions like Skittles. But can you stomach the Dad Joke of the Week?
Well, right now it is time for, I know, the part of the show that I wait for with bated breath each and every week. Yes, it is that Dad Joke. Come on, Woody, lay it on us here.
Well, my hope is always the Dad Jokes, that it gets retold by our listening audience to their spouses, to their kids, grandkids, whoever, their parents, and that people appreciate. I want it to be retold multiple times, and I'm sure they're ready for today's. Matt, what do you call two monkeys that share an Amazon Prime account?
Oh, I don't know. What do you call two monkeys that share an Amazon Prime account?
Primates.
Hey now.
Hey, you know what? Primates, it's all pretty close and it fits perfectly in the box that's called the Dad Joke of the Week. And there we go.
That's right. Absolutely. And we don't charge for shipping on the Dad Joke of the Week either. You know,
I love it. And it can be there. It can be there in seconds.
Want to know where your hard-earned money is going? It's time for an inflation demonstration.
All right. We've mentioned a little earlier that we had some more inflation talk here on the show. And this is not to bum you out, folks. This is just to give you how it really is and what's been going on. And we've mentioned egg prices before, Woody, that have just been soaring due to a lot of different factors. But that's actually having this ripple effect throughout other food items that are out there, right?
Well, that's the thing. And I do have to disclose, I don't usually talk about my personal life much, but my wife, it was Valentine's Day this week. She wanted something expensive. So I wound up buying her 3 dozen eggs and a card. And unfortunately, the reception I got for it was not as I planned or hoped. I don't know why, Matt, but anyway.
Well, you only had to take out a second mortgage on the house to be able to afford them, you know?
Yeah, you got to get a home equity loan. But anyways, right. You know, back to the eggs. We're not going to beat this one to death. Beat it. Sorry, I just can't. Bad jokes will not stop flowing today. But we've talked about eggs a lot. And, you know, the weird thing is I didn't think of it in the terms of other. I love to make eggs and eat them. But, you know, when you think about the number of foods that eggs go into, and all of the other dishes that people make at home, it's not like you can just stop buying eggs because I don't want to eat them individually anymore, you know, with my toast or bacon or whatever. There's a long list of foods that eggs go into, and it's not just at home, but they go into the they're part of the ingredients as something you buy at the store. So inflation's crazy. It's not going away. Eggs up 70%. You know, you bring in energy costs, gas rising again. You look at, you know, gas and electric bills for our customers or, you know, clients and our listeners. I mean, it's a battle. But, you know, what I will tell people, hang in there. You know, you're going to make it through this side. And, you know, whether you work with me or not in your planning, hang in there because, you know, there's good things coming. We're going to get through this crisis. And I don't know when inflation is going to slow down exactly, but it is going to eventually slow down some more.
Yeah, I mean, it has to at some point, especially with these interest rate increases by the Fed. It's got to have that effect of slowing things down quite a bit at some point. And you talk about those that ripple effect, those other foods affected by the egg price increase. You got egg noodles, you got some breads, you got custards, which I love. You have pudding, you have breaded or battered meat and vegetables, salad dressings, condiments, marshmallows, soup broths of certain kinds. I mean, it's a lot of stuff, and not just stuff that you know, go into a restaurant and you think, okay, well, they put eggs in this or that or the other, but it's, you know, other things in the grocery store that you would buy as well. So it really is having a big effect. There was one thing, Woody, that I think you'll be happy about, that's actually gone down in price. As I was looking at this chart of some different food items and kitchen staples that have fluctuated, everything's gone up, especially eggs, as you mentioned, just way, way up, and other items like butter and margarine, lettuce, overall food at home. That's all gone up, at least slightly. But the price of beef has actually gone down about 3%, a little over 3% over the past year. So those the steaks on the grill this coming year are going to be less expensive than the steaks on the grill last year. And that is at least a little bit of a silver lining around that cloud.
Exactly. I want to thank all of our listeners and anyone else that's not listening that are a vegan. We appreciate you saving the meat for us, because at 3% lower prices, I'm going to continually stock up more. But yeah, so inflation is there. Fed interest rate increases will continue, probably at least two or three more increases. And then hopefully the brakes will finally start to take effect on it. And it'll be a positive effect for all of our listeners.
Need a higher rate of return from your safe money? Listen up. It's time to beat the bank CD rates.
So as interest rates do increase, as we were just talking about there, Woody, we've got the interest rates for any interest bearing types of accounts. Those are also going up, and bank CDs are among those, but they're still in large part below that of an interest rate, which you can get in some other types of products or accounts. And I want you to get, sort of lay this out for our listeners, because you're the expert in this, and I don't want to steal your thunder on it. So what are we talking about here when we're talking about beating the bank CDs?
Well, we're talking about it because we want to give people other options, and the bank naturally wants you to have your checking, savings, and any extra savings you got. They want to direct it towards a CD, because when they do a CD, a bank can lend an amount equal to that times a multiple of somewhere between 4 and 6 to other customers on credit card loans, car loans, things like that. So if they're paying you 2% on a CD and they're getting 7, 8, 20% on the other side, banks making money, right? That's why they're making millions and millions and billions of dollars. So we're talking about alternatives that are issued by insurance companies. They're called multi-year guaranteed annuities, MYGA, and it's not MAGA for all the Trump supporters out there. It's MYGA, M-Y-G-A, multi-year guarantee annuity. And basically, hey, look, the shortest one I've got, I think, is so competitive. It's a 3-year annuity, and we're talking an interest rate between 5.40 and 5.50 locked in for 3 years. And do you want to put 100% of your money that you've got in your savings account? No. But do you want to consider a portion of it? Yes, because you've got some flexibility. You only got a 3-year term. So look, the banks are stingy with their rates. Yes, the banks have increased their rates, but they still are not able to do what these highly rated insurance companies that I work with, they actually are providing rates that are 40, 50, 75% higher in some cases. And when you look at only a three-year turnaround on your money, that's pretty darn solid. We're not talking a 10-year commitment, right? We're talking a three-year. There are a little higher returns if you want to go 5 years. And I do. I know people all the time that do five-year CDs. So, you know, and it might make sense to do a laddered approach. Matt, we don't talk about that very often, but it does work in some cases where, look, you might want to do a three-year, and you might also want to do a four-year and a five-year. So you've got money coming due at different times. The banks are very good at that. Why? Because they're looking at your money in your accounts all the time, and they have a team dedicated to following, to stalking your accounts. So who knew banks could be stalkers, right? But that's what they do. They keep a close eye. And, you know, we want to know that we want, you know, banks are only required to keep typically a 10, 12% reserve in their overall reserve accounts when insurance companies are required to keep 100% dollar for dollar. So look, we're talking about, and most people don't know that the FDIC, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, most people think that's part of the government. It's not. It's a private company. And, you know, so they say, okay, it's FDIC insured, but what if there was a run next month on the banks? They couldn't cover it all. There's no way, because they only have 10 to 12% reserves built and put away that's required by banking regulations. Insurance companies have 100% in reserves. So those are some things, you know, there's no charge for that information to our listeners. We love sharing information that people will find helpful. You know, a multi-year guarantee annuity, that's just a plain vanilla with interest rates where they're at today. They're in a very good position. It may be attractive for part of your money and the rest of it, tactically money managed, and part of it may be appropriate for a fixed indexed annuity, which offers you a little bit more of a guarantee or an opportunity for growth, I should say, in the long run. So they're going to follow an index and you're going to get interest credited. So a couple of different types of annuities there. We've talked about the fixed indexed quite a bit, and we'll continue to do that because it's part of our clients' retirement strategies. You can generate income from those. You cannot generate income from this multi-year guarantee annuity. We just want to make some money. Let's make it and get out and see where we stand in 3 years.
Yeah. And it's, you know, so helpful to have that, you know, these different alternatives and choices that people have, and to highlight those. And yeah, I mean, you know, as someone who is also, you know, I'm also life and health licensed here in Georgia where I live, and I, from carriers, from insurance carriers all the time, I'm getting email updates and saying we've increased the rates on our MIGAs. We've increased the rates on our MIGAs. It's happened so much. I just got another one today from one particular insurance company. So yeah, those rates keep going up, as we say, with the increases from the Federal Reserve as well. So the rates that were already beating the bank CDs, as the segment is called, are beating them potentially even more right now.
Yeah, and I've got one more thing to add. So if a client's money is in the bank and it's not qualified money, it's not IRA money, you know, these vehicles, the fixed indexed annuity and also the multi-year guarantee fixed annuity with just a guaranteed rate of return, that is tax deferred. So the interest that's gained on that will not be reportable until you actually take the money out later. So it's a nice little extra bonus that people are also not aware of. A bank CD cannot say that, but a three-year multi-year guarantee annuity is tax deferred. So it's just an added little bonus, and every little piece of information is important for people to understand, you know, and consider what's right and what's not right for them.
Yeah, absolutely. That tax-deferred growth is a really great thing, I think, for a lot of folks to consider. And you can start considering it for yourself, everybody, if you go to thebuckeyeadvisor.com or call Woody at 937-974-6201. Well, as our Smart Retirement Plan series continues, we have Smart Legacy as our next topic. And, you know, this one is one that a lot of people don't necessarily like to talk about because it reminds us of our own mortality. And, you know, what legacy am I going to leave behind when I'm gone, right, is the sort of main premise here. But it's an important thing to talk about. And really, I think having an expert to help talk through it is pretty essential because, as you know, averse to that conversation as we all are, I feel like, and how we don't want to bring it up and don't want to think about it. We just kind of want to get it over with. Having somebody say, no, this is what you need to focus on and walk you through step by step, I think is great.
It is. And, you know, just to start things off, like I have a wealth of experience and knowledge in a lot of different topics, but I am not a trust attorney. But Brookstone Capital Management, who is my registered investment advisory firm that I run my money management through, they have experts in that area on staff. And we can get any scenario and we can get a will done. We can get a trust done. And there's a difference. There are subtle differences and not so subtle differences. But I want just people to think about overall, like you said, Matt, we don't like to think about our mortality. It's almost like admitting we're going to die. Well, we all know we're going to die, or we should know that. So talking about our mortality is uncomfortable. People avoid conversations like that because why? There's fear. Maybe they're afraid that if they get too in depth, that things will come out financially that the other partner didn't know about in the relationship. And then they've got to address that. Oh, there's more debt. You know, whatever. So my thing is be honest with people, with your loved ones. If you want to make sure your assets, your property, your cars, your investment accounts, your IRAs, your life insurance policies, you want to make sure the beneficiaries are correct in those. So I can help people do that. We want to make sure we review beneficiaries. Certain accounts and certain types of things will pass directly to the beneficiary, no matter what, whether there's a will or a trust. So that's a good start. Make sure your beneficiaries are updated and they're, you know, I've had clients change their beneficiaries after a few years of working with me because there was an event in the family, you know, a child married someone who they didn't want them to marry and they felt that spouse was unstable, et cetera, et cetera. So to make a long story short, we switched beneficiaries. And that's something that's not always static. Once you do it, you forget it. You've got to remember to update those. So, you know, a will and a trust both can serve to give you a peace of mind. We want to make sure your things are distributed properly according to your wishes and the wishes of your family. And, you know, so a will can help do that. It's a legal document. You definitely want to have one. There are differences. You know, the will is going to help determine how that person's assets should be divided. But, you know, a trust is an arrangement that allows a person to transfer the assets to a trustee during their lifetime. Okay, so the trustee is then responsible for managing the assets and distributing them to the beneficiary. So if people might have a child or children or grandchild where they don't want the grandchild to get their portion of the inheritance until they reach a certain age, that's built into the trust. So that's why people use trust to help manage, to help accomplish certain things, to make sure their wishes are fulfilled. So, you know, there's nothing they could do that once that grandchild or child hits 25 and they get their portion, you know, it's game on for that 25-year-old at that point, unless sometimes those trusts can also include things like, well, you only get a monthly stipend or you get a yearly amount. And then when you're 35, you get it all. So there's a lot of different ways that those wills and trusts can be structured. Trusts, there are different types of trusts. I'm not going to name them all. But look, ultimately, you want to consider, and when you're a smart legacy planning, we want to make sure we have those conversations about how is everything structured? Are you comfortable with who's getting what? And if you haven't done it yet, we can help you get that accomplished at very, very reasonable rates to the attorneys that help us do those documents. That we can't do for free, because those require the work of attorneys to actually put in the time. And that's what they get paid to do. But, you know, the first initial conversation with me is not going to cost anything. And we're just going to decide if we can offer you some help, and we might have potential for a good long-term relationship, because that's really what it's all about. It's not just a one-time deal, because if we work together, it's going to be hopefully for several years to come in the future. And that's what we're about. Long-term relationships, long-term planning with good, positive results, and making all those different phases in our clients' lives mesh together and to be all lined up with your life insurance, your IRAs, your health insurance, Medicare, all those things. We're going to help with making sure all that lines up properly.
Yeah, and you can get started down that road, folks, by going to thebuckeyeadvisor.com or calling 937-974-6201. And so, yeah, one of those things you just mentioned there, Woody, was a will. Of course, having a will, very important as you know, something for planning for your legacy and what you're going to leave behind, making sure that your last will and testament is very clear, so that your family, those beneficiaries, can, you know, have what the things that you want them to have. And also, another thing that we wanted to highlight today for that was a Roth IRA. I mean, because funds from the Roth are going to pass to those beneficiaries tax-free, and that is a huge thing, especially because, as we often say, taxes are on sale right now. They're going up in the future, we know.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And people don't think about that because, you know, there are a lot of folks out there that are in the enviable position of being able to convert a traditional 401k or a traditional IRA into a Roth. Now, they're going to have to bite the bullet on the taxes, whether they do it all at once or over a 3 or 4 year period. And, you know, for a lot of people, that 3 or 4 year period makes more sense rather than doing it all at once. But it depends upon your current tax bracket, which tax bracket you want to max out for that year, and where you want to go. Because when we think about tax brackets, if their child or children or grandchildren receive, like if they have a decent income and mom or dad drops $200,000 or $300,000 or $400,000 or $500,000 or more into their lap at their death, you think it's a great thing. But also, guess what? If it's an IRA and that hasn't been taxed, that's that portion of their IRA is going to fall into their children's income return, income tax return. And if they're at a 22 or 24% level now, guess what? You just jumped them probably one or two, maybe three tax brackets. That could be a lot of pain for your beneficiaries to endure. So that's why it makes sense to consider a Roth IRA. Once you've converted it to a Roth, you know, you keep the Roth open 5 years. You don't pay any taxes on the withdrawals. You don't have to take required minimum distributions at age 72 or 73 like you do with traditional IRAs. So you can let that money grow for a longer time without touching it. And that's the idea. You get that bang, bang effect of, you know, no tax on it as it grows, no tax on it as you pull it out. So those are all positive things. Flexibility is another big one. And, you know, people can convert to they can contribute. Most of our listeners can contribute to a Roth IRA this year if they want. And you can do it up until April 15th. Tip, I think this year's tax deadline is the 17th or 18th. You might remember, I think I saw that. I think it may be the 18th.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's the 18th, somewhere right around the 15th. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's a couple of days after. But so in a Roth IRA conversion, it may not be 100% right for the entire amount this year, but to begin the process, you know, if you don't delay it. And procrastination, again, is a number one thing that hurts people in the long run. They procrastinate everything. So look, it's something to consider, something to talk about. It's a conversation. I've got software, again, that I can help you run scenarios based on your tax return that you show me. I can plug in all the information. We can come up with exact numbers you can contribute, and I can show you the implications. And also, if people are going on to Medicare, 2 years earlier is when Medicare Part B and Part D look at the tax returns from 2 years or so. In 2023, Medicare is looking at the 2021 tax return. And based on that income, the adjusted gross income, that is going to help determine whether they pay a surcharge on their Medicare Part B premiums or their Part D premiums. So more good information to consider.
Yeah, absolutely so. And of course, we will have more great information next week. And I say that because our time has just about come and gone for this week, Woody. It just flies by every time. But next week, I do have some good news for our listeners. If they've been missing it, we're going to play a little game of right or wrong coming up next week. That's something that we like to do every now and then. We'll also help you understand more about where your income will come from during retirement, and more about how it will be taxed. That and a lot more, of course, coming up on next week's show. I have, again, Woody, learned a lot this week, and I look forward to that show next week so I can learn even more.
I feel like this week went by super fast. I almost feel like it was a double episode because of so much information. And again, all free of charge to our loyal listeners. Thanks to everybody for listening. Reach out, say hello. Tell a neighbor, tell a friend, tell a loved one about our show and about us. And God bless everyone and have a great weekend. Thanks for listening. Matt, have a great week.
You too.
Thanks for listening to the Buckeye Advisor. You deserve to work with an experienced and licensed expert who will strategically work to protect and grow your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation with Woody, visit thebuckeyeadvisor.com or pick up the phone and call 937-974-6201. That's 937-974-6201. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and the Buckeye Advisor are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.